No longer are chefs judged by their pork belly prep or their fused Asian-Lithuanian tacos. Now it is all about the magic that they can do with a kohlrabi. Vegetables reign. And one chef, our pal, Mario Batali, was deep into vegetables long before a lot of cooks could spell kohlrabi. Credit this to his native genius, his Italian family of extraordinary cooks, or his years in Italy, a country that knows its way around a garden patch. Hey, Mario, it's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Hey, could we talk Italian vegetables?
Because I think that we should.
I don't think anybody really gets them except the Italians, and they do them like no one else on earth. What do you think is sort of the secret trick that Italy knows that we don't?
Well, Italy understands probably that it's better to buy something in season than something not in season. And the fact that you wouldn't serve a strawberry in December or you wouldn't serve asparagus in November is already the first step to understanding how great things can taste.
So I can't have asparagus on my Thanksgiving menu.
You can. And that doesn't make it bad, and it doesn't make you evil. It's just such a different animal to take things out of season and that have been traveling a long ways when you can taste something that was local or at least grown in season somewhere where it's really a specialty.
So it's more about shopping initially.
Well, I would say that is the key to all Italian cooking.
Absolutely.
It's really more about just understanding how easy it is to cook things if you buy the best product that you can find. When Italian grandmothers walk into the produce store, they don't look for the parsley that's 7 cents off because it's 3 days old. They want the best parsley, and there's not that much of a difference in price. It's just a question of a difference in ideology.
What about once you get into the kitchen?
Well, that's where the real game starts. The best thing about the Italian way with vegetables is it's not a technical masterpiece to make something taste really, really good. Often enough, it's just a really hot oven or a really hot pan, and you put things in there with olive oil and a little sea salt, and it tastes, worst case scenario, exactly like it looks. Best case scenario, 10 times more exciting than anything can ever happen, just because it had a development of a caramelization, or it's roasted, or it's spiced in just the right way. Most importantly, you want things to taste like the vegetable itself, with a little bit of anointment.
And the Italians don't cook vegetables the way it's chic to do them here.
No, we do not. It's rare that you will blanch a vegetable, then shock it in water, although sometimes that happens. Cooking green beans, for example, or cooking asparagus, more often than not, Italians just throw it in the pan with olive oil on medium-low heat and cook it until it's cooked all the way through. Not al dente, not super bright green. But when you put it in your mouth and you taste it, it screams green bean.
Yeah, that's the thing I was thinking about, that kind of bringing out every bit of the flavor. Mario, let's get into this book. You have got a ton of vegetable recipes. What are some of your favorites for now?
Some of my favorites for right now are the concha of zucchini, but I also like the verdura in scapece, the pickled vegetables under the antipasti. One of the suspicious and tricky things about Italians' love for vegetables is they often serve them as an antipasto, less so than as the side dish to a main course. They love to have three or four different kinds of vegetables before they start anything, and then have a side dish with their main course.
Yeah, yeah. So that they really star. You focus on them in a very different way.
Exactly.
You know, one of the things I think when you talk about zucchini that a lot of people don't realize is that when you brown a zucchini, it changes entirely.
Absolutely.
And do you have any way you like to do that? I mean, do you have a chef's trick?
The main event to getting zucchini really brown is either having a really hot pan or a hot grill, or doing very small batches. If you fry them, if you cut them into little quarters, little thin chips, and you put 7 or 8 at a time into a pan with a couple tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil and cook them until they almost look too brown.
Mm-hmm.
Take them out. They still seem a little soft. You put them on a little paper towel to kind of drain. And in 3 minutes, you have something nearly as crisp as a potato chip that doesn't taste like that thin white disc was when it was raw. It tastes like the expression of everything that could be right in the summer heat.
Do you do anything with celery?
I love celery. Celery is one of my favorite vegetables, and as it is of the city of Rome, and I'm totally down with the Roman ways, we do it in several ways. Probably my favorite way is fried. We take it and just kind of slice it into little pieces. Then we dip it into a little cornstarch and egg and then put it in extra virgin olive oil. and then just cook it until it's deep, dark, golden brown. It takes on a flavor when it's cooked that way that is spectacular.
How about turnips?
One of the things that is always surprising to a lot of people is the cooking of the different regions, particularly the Northeast and the Southeast in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of turnips, I think of the cooking of Friuli, I think of the cooking of Trentino, those very northern, very nearly Austro-Hungarian places. So I like to roast turnips with poppy seeds and paprika and a little bit of vinegar. And they come out so exotic tasting, just from a standard turnip. And you could substitute a beet in there or a rutabaga in the same way. And they come out so good and so delicious and evocative of an Italy that is a different place than when you think about spaghetti, meatballs, and pizza and lasagna.
Yeah, and spices we would never think, or most
right,
people
exactly.
never think of being Italian. Hey, Mario, thank you, love.
My pleasure. I'll always come visit you, Lynn.
You're invited.
Thanks.
You can catch up with Mario on weekdays on ABC's The Chew. Now, he left us with a recipe for a very much overlooked but truly delicious vegetable. Take a look at Mario's pan-roasted turnips at splendidtable.org.